Call Roman up, man. Call Roman up. It really just comes down to that, man. Call Roman up or you're not serious. Call Roman up or you're content to lose. You're going to lose again and again and again. Bring Roman up and be a real f***ing team.
What are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for?
It's our guy Hogdale. He gets it, Keith.
Yeah, Hogdale's all over it.
Call him up or you're not a real team.
You're not a real team. You're not serious about this.
You're not a serious baseball team until you call up the top prospect in baseball. You can't score runs.
Your team stinks. You have the best prospect in baseball. We can't overemphasize that. He's not the best prospect on the team, which is still one thing that
he's
won that
guy. He's a pitcher or a hitter, though?
No, he hits.
Oh, he hits.
He hits rocket ships into the outfield at 120 miles an hour off the bat.
Not like a slap hitting singles guy.
No, he hits bombs.
Okay.
He hits moonshots.
And you could use that.
Sure, you could.
Interesting.
Yeah, you scored one run yesterday, and you're trotting out a lineup today that has five guys that don't even own a bat. Five guys that walk up there empty-handed. Like Daisuke Matsuzaka, everyone's like, hey, don't swing.
Yeah.
They have five of those guys in the lineup today. So, yeah, Roman Anthony, he's probably going to hit another rocket ship at Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing that nonstop. And they're like, not ready.
No.
No spot for him. There's no spot for him. There's no spot for him?
Yeah, where could you put that guy?
Put him anywhere. Have him pick a spot.
So we said this earlier, Keith. Cotillo's hinting at like a big change on the off day tomorrow. He says it's not informed, I'm guessing. Cora's not in jeopardy now.
That's the wildest thing we've heard all day.
But you wonder if there's something. Roman, a big cut, a coach that could happen before Atlanta on Friday. If the Red Sox don't do it on Thursday, we may just have to go get the guy, Keith.
Like we'll go get him. We'll kidnap him.
We've been to Worcester before. We were there.
Love Worcester.
Best friends with Marcelo Meyer.
Our first moments on earth were in Worcester.
Sick brag, bro.
Really good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Our best friend.
Yeah.
Marcelo Meyer.
Sure. Our only friend. If we're being honest.
Ice may be my best friend.
We have a lot of friends.
We may have to go get Roman
we'll
Anthony if the Red Sox don't do it.
Yeah, we'll kidnap him and then we'll bring him to Fenway Park.
A Red Sox pride situation.
Right.
Is what that would be.
It's a reverse the town. Instead of robbing Fenway Park, we will be bringing something to Fenway Park, a drop off, a delivery to Fenway Park.
We're going to rob Polar Park.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is not f-ing around crew.
Yeah. More of a kidnapping. We're going to be kidnapping a baseball player, and we're going to bring him to Fenway Park.
Yeah, but it's for the good of the team.
Relocation.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, exactly.
He needs to be playing.
Yeah.
This lineup is comical. The lineup's recent. So, you know what's also?
Sox got rocked.
I was thinking about this, too, after I think it might have been after Marcelo Meyer's second hit last night. It's like, if Bregman doesn't hurt his quad, Meyer's also still in Worcester.
No, it's pathetic.
They're both still down
the
there.
The only reason Meyer's here is because Bregman got hurt, which is, like, I'm happy Meyer's here.
Sure.
But the circumstances are embarrassing.
They should have been teammates. He shouldn't have been his replacement.
They both should have been up like a month ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, Red Sox stats. I couldn't remember why I read this. Well, my guy, Red Sox stats, who I am currently
blocked.
Which I swear to God,
block you.
I swear to God, I've not had an incident with Red Sox stats.
That's not what I heard.
I used to read the man's tweets back in the day. The gal's tweets. I'm not even sure.
We don't know.
No, I don't know.
Who's to say?
I don't. Perhaps this is why they're offended.
It's a non-gender Red Sox stats.
I don't even see gender. And so I couldn't remember where I read this last night, but Nick said it was Red Sox stats, which apparently now you can read people you're blocked by.
That's Elon Musk.
Yeah,
you should thank him for that.
Thank you, Elon.
Because like everybody's blocking him. And he's
the
like,
rest of the website doesn't work, but you can do that.
Yeah, it's true.
You're going to see my stuff anyway.
Shout out, Elon.
Yep.
He wrote a whole thing or cited a whole thing here. So basically the 172-day deadline where you keep these guys in AAA and they don't accrue enough service time towards a free agency year. So that used to be the only rule in the CBA. And so you'd have guys held out until the beginning of May. And we've seen all these prospects called up. We talked about Jordan Lawler with the Diamondbacks. The Cubs have called up a few different guys. The A's have called people up.
Mm-hmm.
So all these teams around baseball are calling people up. And you go, well, why the hell is Anthony still down there? You're not really manipulating service time. I was wrong about that. What they're trying to do is they're trying to prevent Roman Anthony from accruing enough stats, Keith, to be first or second in the Rookie of the Year voting. Okay?
He's too good. God forbid we use him now and the guy wins the Rookie of the Year. That'd really backfire.
A player who finishes first or second in AL or NL Rookie of the Year is awarded a full year of MLB service no matter when the call-up date happens. So they can call him up in August, and if he somehow wins Rookie of the Year in that short amount of time, he would accrue a year towards free agency. Players who accrue 1 year of service time by this method are ineligible for the PPI. I don't even pretend to know what that
PPI.
Is. So here are examples of players who did this. Michael Harris, won National League Rookie of the Year. He didn't make his major league debut until May 28th that year. He was retroactively awarded a full year of MLB service time. The others, Nick was right, Adley Rutschman finished runner-up in 2022, Tanner Bibee in 2023. Neither of them were on the opening day roster. They both came up later in the year. They finished second in rookie of the year. They accrued a year towards free agency, which is what the Red Sox are trying to manipulate and circumvent.
So Marcelo Meyer already, he's played in four games. He has the ninth best odds to win rookie of the year. Right? So it feels like on the one hand, you're like, oh, the guy hasn't, we haven't seen him. He should have been up sooner. It's still May, and I know they're, what, coming up on a third of the way through the season. But it's not like, you know, a football rookie class or even a basketball rookie class where you know there's already like X number of guys that are out there playing every day and starting. Like, that's not the case. Like, Christian Campbell, even with his massive slumps and is just the guy's been a mess at the plate, I think he has the seventh best odds. You know what I mean? Like, he's not been very good. So if Roman Anthony does get called up.
And they're not worried about it with Campbell because Campbell played ball on a contract. He already has his money, and so they're not worried.
But I'm just saying, like, he's having.
They're like, great, Christian Campbell win rookie of the year. We don't care about that. Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer. Ooh,
No.
Like, imagine if they finish 1-2. That's the Red Sox nightmare.
That is.
That's the Red Sox worst case scenario is that Anthony wins rookie of the year and Meyer wins is
and
runner up.
In play.
And they produce for the team and they win games, but they get one less year of control.
Yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure if they win, they get a first round pick back because they called him up.
Yeah, there's all these stupid things.
I didn't read that far, but okay, I'll take your word for that on that.
But rookie of the year favorite right now is Jacob Wilson, the shortstop for the A's. He's sitting 348.
That guy's smoking it.
Six dongs.
Yeah.
So he's the favorite right now, but whatever, just needs to be top two.
A's, you idiots. Call him up and have him win rookie of the year, you dummies. Well, that's why you guys never win anything.
They played Sacramento.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What were you telling me Alex Buehr wrote today?
Basically, according to Craig Breslow, they're having daily conversations. The Red Sox are daily conversations about whether when to bring up Roman Anthony.
How do you think that goes?
Every day, hey guys, you think we should bring up Roman Anthony today?
No.
He just hit another home run. No.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Okay. Let's just go with what we have. Great.
Yeah.
David Hamilton's back in the lineup. Nick Sogard's in the lineup.
What do you do? He didn't hit another home run today, did he? Oh,
he
please,
did.
God.
Yeah,
he hit another home run. He did. Ah,
he socked another one.
Crap. We look like clowns for keeping him in Worcester. Damn it. All right, we'll meet again tomorrow. Hopefully he doesn't hit one tonight,
right? You don't think he's going to hit another home run, do you? Yeah, probably. He's really good. So, yeah, daily conversations. Okay, we don't know how long the conversations last, but the answer so far has been no.
Our guy Brad Foe today, we'll talk to him tomorrow. His weekly appearance at 11:30.
That's right.
Baseball Isn't Boring, WEEI.com. You can check it out all over the Odyssey app as well. He says there isn't a human being in baseball in the baseball world who doesn't think Anthony is ready for his big league introduction.
Well, that's not true. The Red Sox, whoever's like Breslow, Cora.
No. They know he's ready.
Yeah, well.
They're just doing it, again, for the business and not for the baseball team, and they're content to lose games in the meantime. So that's a lot of fun.
Ay, ay, ay.